Today's lesson is number 38. Lesson number 38 in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Terumos. Today we will continue the ninth perek and study together the second and third Mishnayos, Perek Tes, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. We are continuing in this perek with examining the halachos of gidule truma. If a person takes truma seeds, kernels of wheat, for example, and plants them, what is the status of that which he planted? Now we will learn, actually, in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow in Mishneh Daled explicitly, that min haTorah, once you take these seeds and put them in the ground and plant them, they lose their status of truma. They are no longer truma. However, midrabbonon, as we will learn, the rabbonon made gzeira that gidule truma, truma which is planted and then grows, sprouts new, is also lezorim kitruma, has the same halachic status with reference to the fact that a non-kohen cannot eat them as truma, but it's only midrabbonon. Min haTorah gidulei truma are chulin. So therefore, Mishneh Beis begins and says that even though truma mamosh is exempt from further matanos aniyim and matanos kohuna, however, when it comes to gidulei truma, chayeves baleket uvashichecha uvapeya. So if a person plants a field with truma, and the field is now gidule truma, that field is nevertheless obligated in leket, meaning as you're harvesting and certain sheaves of wheat fall to the ground, you have to leave them for the poor to glean. That's leket. Shichecha, if you've wrapped bundles of wheat for transport back to the farm, to the farmhouse, and you truck more drives away and you forgot one or two bundles or bushels, you've got to leave them for the poor, shichecha. And you've got to leave a corner of the field for the poor. So even though this field is gidule truma, since min haTorah it is not truma, one has to, one is obligated in leket shichecha upeya. Who gleans or is entitled to the bushels of wheat which were forgotten, or to the corner which was left for the poor? What kind of poor? Aniye Yisroel v'aniye Kohanim malaktim, both Yisroel aniyim, non-Kohanim, and aniyim, poor people who are Kohanim, are entitled to that leket shichecha upeya. Now the oni Yisroel, the non-Kohen, the zor oni, the oni who is a zor, he cannot eat it. What he can do, though, he can sell that which he cleaned, and he can sell it to Kohanim, any Kohanim, who will buy it for him at the price of Truma, which is a lower price than general produce on the market. So, V'yaniya Yisroel, Mochrine Shelohem, La Kohanim Bidmei Truma, V'hadomim Shelohem, the money they get in return for the Gedule Truma, which they sell, belongs to them. However, Rabbi Tarfon is concerned that if you will allow Aniye Yisroel, non-Kohanim, to glean the leket shichecha upeyo and require them that they sell it, well, suppose they're hungry, they don't want to wait till they find a customer or whatever, they might come to eat it. And midrabbonon, gidulei truma, are osur ba'achila lezor. So therefore Rabbi Tarfon says, lo yilak tu elo aniye kohanim. Only kohanim, poor kohanim, are entitled to glean the leket shichecha upeya of a field of gidulei truma, because we're concerned that the aniye Yisroel, the non-kohen poor, maybe they'll forget momentarily that this is gedule truma and also midrabbonon beachila, and they will put some in their mouth and they will violate an isur derabbonon. So therefore, you permit only aniyim kohanim to collect the leket shichecha upeya. However, Rabbi Akiva objects to Rabbi Tarfon and says, Amalo Rabbi Akiva, imkein lo yilak tu ele tahorim. If this is true, that you're only going to allow those Kohanim to collect the Leket Shikhu Peya who are fully entitled to eat it, only those Aniyim Kohanim, then you should further require that the Kohanim Aniyim should also be Tahorim. And we don't find such a requirement. We allow Aniyim Kohanim Tameyim to collect, even though they might make the Gedulei Truma Tomei, or eat it bituma, or whatever. So therefore you see that that's not a problem. You allow the Tameyim to collect it. The produce which grows is not yet Tomei because it hasn't been moistened, it hasn't been susceptible, vulnerable to tuma. So you allow Aniyim Kohanim Tameyim to collect Leket Shikhu Peya. But Mela says, Rabbi Akiva, you also allow Aniyim Yisroel, non-Kohanim Aniyim, to collect the Gidulei Truma. And this, we follow Rabbi Akiva as the Rambam rules in Hilchos Trumos, Vaniyeh Yisroel, Vaniyeh Kohanim Notlin, Mimena Matonos Elum. Following Rabbi Akiva. Considering in Mishnah Gimel, continuing rather, in Mishnah Gimel, in the study of a field of Gidulei Truma, V'chayeves b'ma'asros, that field must be tithed as if it was chulin. Uva ma'aser oni, in the years where the second tithe goes to the poor, the third and sixth year of the 7 year cycle, the owner of the field of Gedulei Truma must give 1/10 to the oni, second tenth of the oni. Because min haTorah these Gedulei Truma are chulin, and it's only midrabbanon that a non kohen cannot eat the Gedulei Truma. Va'aniyeh Yisroel, va'aniyeh Kohanim Notlin, both the non kohen poor and the Kohanim who are poor are entitled to receive the Ma'aser Oni, but only the Kohen poor or other Kohanim can eat it. So what does the Oni Yisroel, the non-Kohen Oni, do? Same as in the previous Mishnah, Vaniyeh Yisroel, with Leket Shikhu Peya, Vaniyeh Yisroel Mochrin Eshelohem LaKohanim B'dmei Truma V'Hadomim Shelohem. The Yisroel can take the Ma'aser Oni which he receives of Gedulei Truma. He's not allowed to eat it, but he can sell it to Kohanim. The Kohanim will pay him the going price of Truma, which is a lower price than the going price on the market of that species of produce. And the Oni Yisroel can keep the money which he receives. Now, in the rest of Mishnah Gimel, in the Sefer, the second half of Mishnah Gimel, we have an interesting quandary that comes up with Gidulei Truma. And that is, the halacha is lo sachsom shor bedisho. If you use an animal, usually oxen were used, to thresh, for example, wheat, you have to allow the animal to eat that which he is threshing. You cannot muzzle him. That will be a cruelty to the animal. You must allow him to eat as he is threshing. So therefore, what do you do now when you have to thresh these Gedulei Truma? Now, if the animal, the ox, the cow, whatever, is under the ownership of a Kohen, then the Kohen's animals can eat those grains which are truma if those grains are not edible normally by humans. So now, but wheat is edible for humans. So what does one do here? So therefore, what one does is preferably hachovet mishubach. Chovet means to beat or strike grain in such a way that the kernels, the edible kernels, are extracted and the chaff, the waste product of the wheat, is separated out. You can do that through threshing, which involves an animal doing this to great quantities of wheat. Nowadays, obviously, we do this by machinery. Or you can do it with your own hand, with a stick. If you do that, you're not involving an animal. So there's no problem of not muzzling an animal because the human is doing it through this process of chovet. So the person who does the process of chovet and avoids the whole quandary of muzzling or not muzzling his animal is mishubach. That's praiseworthy. V'hadosh keitzad yaseh. Suppose a person wants to use an animal to thresh, and he can't permit the animal to eat these gidulei truma because the animal is his and not entitled to eat something which at least midrabbonon has a halacha of truma. So therefore, what he can do is take a basket, put it around the animal's neck, fill the basket with that species. If it's the gidulei truma are wheat, so fill the basket with wheat kernels of non-truma. Or if it's barley, fill the basket with barley of non-truma. And let the animal eat from the basket which is suspended around his neck. Tola, kififos, one has to suspend or hang baskets, bitsavore vehema, around the neck of the animal. Vinosen lisoko meyoso hamin, and he puts in this little basket around the neck of the animal that species which he is now threshing, wheat, barley, or whatever. And he's not muzzling the animal. The animal can eat the non-truma which is in his basket. And meanwhile, he's threshing the gidulei truma. Lo zomei mesa behema. In such a process, he's not muzzling the animal. V'lo ma'achil es ha-truma. Nor is he feeding the animal, in this case, gidulei truma. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel of Perek Tes. And in the process, we have concluded lesson number 38.